Now more on the deadly coronavirus outbreak at the Soldiers Home for Veterans in Holyoke. State officials have touted a hotline for families to call and get information about their loved ones. But at least one family of a veteran infected says the hotline has been a nightmare to deal with, and that more than a week later, family members are still not getting clear information about where the patient is and how he's doing. WBUR's Miriam Wasser has more on this.
In the 2 years that 99-year-old John McKay has lived at the Holyoke Soldiers Home, one of his many family members has come to visit him almost every day. But once the facility began restricting outside visitors in mid-March, those interactions were relegated to the phone.
He was always very active around the Soldiers Home, so I was trying to make up for the loss of programs and entertainment by calling a few times a day.
That's his daughter, Ellen McEwen. Like anyone with an elderly relative, McEwen worried about her father's health during the pandemic. And she says that whenever he got on the phone and sounded like his regular happy self, she was immediately relieved. She says they were adjusting to their new normal and that things were fine until Thursday, March 26th. That's when suddenly, for 3 days, McEwen couldn't reach her father or anyone who worked at the soldier's home.
On Thursday, I tried endlessly to call. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I was just like out of my mind trying to reach him.
On Sunday the 29th, the family finally got a hold of McKay and they had a big conference call.
And my dad sounded, he was great. He was so happy. My oldest granddaughter played the piano. He sang and then everybody joined in. It was really perhaps our last big memory that we'll treasure.
The following day, the 30th, the state confirmed that 11 residents of the soldier's home had died and more had the virus. McEwen was horrified by what she was hearing on the news and once again tried to call her father. He didn't pick up. And neither did anyone at the nurse's station or the front desk. Over and over again she called, and finally someone answered, but that person wouldn't share any information, she says. On Tuesday, it was more of the same. Phones that rang endlessly, even on the special state hotline for families.
And it was ripping my heart right out of me not to be able to reach my father.
On Wednesday, she did reach someone on the hotline.
I said, I want to know how my dad is, because I said, what I'm reading in the news and not being able to get through is so disheartening. And I was beyond upset.
McEwen says she woke up Thursday morning determined to get information. The family hotline is open on weekdays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and McEwen finally got through to someone from the National Guard shortly before the line closed. The state had reported that all residents had been tested, so she gave the man who answered her father's name and asked what he knew.
And honest, because of our conversation with my dad on Sunday, I expected to hear negative, and he said, John McKay, positive. And I froze. I just nearly collapsed hearing that.
After hanging up, she called the nurse's station on her father's floor and got a hold of a certified nursing assistant.
When I initially called the floor and stated to the CNA that my dad had tested positive, she said, John McKay does not have the coronavirus.
McEwen's father was fine, the nurse said. In fact, he was down at the end of the hall having dinner with the other residents. Did she want to talk to him? McEwen said, yes, of course, and waited on the line while the nurse went to go get her dad.
My dad came to the telephone, and he was short of breath. I said, how are you doing? He said, for some reason, he said, something's going on. I can't seem to get my breath.
She says they spoke for a few minutes, but when he said he was tired, she told him to go get some rest.
And I just, every breath he takes, I think of him alone. I've never felt so hopeless.
Later that night, she called the desk again and got through to the same nurse. The woman had spoken to her supervisor by then and told McEwen that whatever the National Guard told you is correct. The nurse also told her that her dad was asleep in the room he shared with two other veterans. For days, McEwen says she wasn't able to get any clear information about her father through the hotline.
How many times can you call and listen to that recording and you just, it's awful. It's just terrible to have to leave message after message and no return.
She was able, however, to get her father on the phone for a few minutes over the weekend. He said he felt a little better. He wasn't as out of breath, but he had a cough now. I just want to beat this and see you all again soon, he told her.
And, you know, I said to my husband last night, the soldier's home, a place of honor. They don't deserve this.
In a press release Monday, the state's Executive Office of Health and Human Services said the state was sending more resources to the hotline so it could better communicate with families. And reached on Monday evening, McEwen says when she called the hotline that afternoon, she got through to someone right away. She also learned that her father was transferred to the hospital where he's resting comfortably. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Miriam Wasser.